Hi, everyone in backstage and anyone else who stumbles upon this. My name's BG Wonders, I guess, but you can call me Gigi. I'm, I guess, kind of new to the community. I've been here about 3 months. I don't know if that's still new, but I still think I am. Onto the questions. I initially joined this community out of curiosity. I think it was in my knowledge for a few months, maybe a few years, but I'd forgotten about it. And I saw that writers and people who voice act are here, so I figured, as someone who, you know, wrote kind of kinky stories already, I could find a new outlet. The reason I actually started to participate in the community is, well, because one of my close friends is a performer, and he encouraged me to try out, creating content in general, and I figured this seemed like a pretty safe place to do it. And then in addition to that, I found some pretty cool scripts by Princess April. I really liked how she writes, and I really like the topics she covers. I always kind of connect with them because there's a sense of vulnerability in them, and I admire that. And I felt like, you know, if she can put herself out there like that, then, you know, I could, at least. As for my meaning with life in general, if there is one, just my opinion, I think that it's important to find what you're passionate about and to pursue it. For me, I've always kind of been absurdly interested in kink in general. Writing about it in my free time, coming up with ideas about, like, kinky scenarios that I'm interested in, and, in addition to that, I also am an artist. I draw and paint in my free time. And I feel like no matter what you do, you should be able to have a time where you can just enter this zone where you can do what you love. Whether that's like edging or sketching. But like, that's, I think, the best time that we have, other than, you know, spending time with your loved ones. But where you can just be yourself. That it's important to find that in life. That can be a number of things, whatever you want. And it's different for everyone. As for what I wish to achieve spending time here, I'd like to share myself, share my passion, share my stories, because I've written, but I haven't shared them. I have like 7 or 8 things in the background that I've been, you know, just letting bounce around in my head. And it would be great to turn them into scripts and share them with you guys. Because if I have them, then I get them out there, then I can come up with more. I can just keep creating and thinking of new things. That's just so great about this community, because you see new stuff all the time. And that just makes more ideas come. And other things come. But anyway, I also want to just, I guess, let myself ease out a little. Because the main thing that's prevented me from sharing some of my art and my my writing is perfectionism. And anxiety, I guess, in that same sense. That, you know, like, maybe what I'm sharing no other people can relate to. But here, I don't really feel like that's as much of a problem. Hopefully by doing this and putting myself out here, I can get more comfortable with sharing myself. As for a goal that I have, this ties in with the last one, with what I wish to achieve. Just be myself more, be comfortable in my skin in general. I think that's an admirable goal for anyone, but, you know, maybe it's especially important for me. And then my favorite moment in my time here, I would be connecting with other creators and sharing myself, like I said. Just that feeling of putting myself out there in the sense of writing my own script, recording it like 4 or 5 times, don't tell anyone, and then editing it down, mixing it together over a month, and then seeing how people respond to it, and knowing that, like, I don't think I've had a single bad comment other than like a troll here or there. So sharing this part of me and not having what all my fears have told me will happen is amazing. And it's my favorite. It's so freeing to share this part of myself and not be shamed for being who I am, and like, at least not shamed in a bad way. And also, I feel like I've been respected decently so far, and that's great. I can be a woman and be interested in kink, and sure, there will be people who are kind of like, oh, you exist for getting me off, but I don't think it's that hard to ignore them with the way this is set up in Reddit, and just how I've progressed so far, at least. I hope it continues to be that way. Also, like, connecting with other creators is amazing. I've loved getting to know Princess April, for example, and other people who have actually just reached out to me and noticed, hey, you're making content that's pretty unique, and you know, here are some steps that you can take to make your audio sound better. For example, there was someone who did that to me, like, did that for me. They reached out and, like, you're using Audacity, you know you have a noise reduction feature. It was amazing, because this person literally, like, they didn't owe me, they didn't owe me anything. They just reached out to me and, showed me how to use Audacity properly. So, yeah, thank you to them. There's some pretty cool people on here, and I've had fun, getting to know them and participating. Hopefully I haven't rambled too much, but this is a pretty cool questionnaire. Thanks, Crunchy, for asking everyone these questions, and see you next time.